on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. You're with Paul McIntyre.
And my next guest, I suspect, loves a good story and can also shed light on the lives of Mozart and Salieri. Caitlin Vincent is a lecturer in creative industries at the Faculty of Arts, University of Melbourne.
So Mozart is very much a part of popular culture. I mean, even to the extent that it's a commercial industry, this idea of if you play Mozart to babies, they'll get smarter. You know, he's everywhere.
Is that true, by the way?
He's a superstar. So... Not so much. They did a study of 36 college-age folks in the early 90s where they showed that listening to Mozart helps your brain focus for a temporary amount of time, around 15 minutes. You know, it just made the brain more alert. But nothing in terms of increasing IQ, nothing like that. And they also later studies showed that really any music helped to make your brain a little bit more alert. So really the lesson is we should just listen to more music and we'll be more alert. But they did find that your IQ can be increased by actually playing a musical instrument. So I guess if we were to play Mozart, perhaps that would help.
And I guess when you say any music, it could even mean Salieri.
I could.
Caitlin, you might be able to help me out of a tight squeeze here. A text has come through on 0438 922 936 from Graham on Bruny Island. Hello, Graham. Thanks for your text. It says, baptised with five names, Amadeus doesn't appear to be one of them, Paul. Any ideas?
It's true. Mozart had a number of pseudonyms, and we don't really know why he elected to choose some of them over the others. It could have been just the fact that he was traveling through many different countries as a small child, and he was sort of influenced. I think at one point he referred to himself as Wolfgang Amadei Mozart. So I think it's just, you know, we can chalk it up to part of his personality quirks. I don't know if we have an actual answer to that other than, you know, he wanted to have a number of different names.
Well, I mean, certainly artists reinvent themselves. I think getting back to the Madonna analogy, I think she's Madame X at the moment. So it's certainly something that artists do.
Yes.
Caitlin Vincent, it's always absolutely fascinating to have a chat to you, and I can't wait to find out what we're going to talk about next. Thank you very much for your time this evening, and thank you for telling us about the life of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and the rivalry between him and Salieri, and the likelihood of any possible nefarious involvement Salieri may have had with Mozart's death.
Yes, my pleasure. Thank you, Paul.